Now, when we think about all of the minerals that are out there, there are some 4,000 minerals that are currently known, and every now and then a new one comes to light. And of all those minerals, abundance of that particular mineral on this planet doesn't necessarily mean it's important. If you think about it, diamonds are not very common, but we as humans assign an enormous value to minerals as an element. When we think about Earth's surface, there are only a few dozen minerals that are going to be what we call our rock-forming minerals. And these are going to be important for understanding geologic processes. But there are lots of other minerals that are not abundant that are economically incredibly important to human beings. So when we think about minerals, there are some minerals that occur in a pure form. If you can find a good deposit of them, you go out, you dig them out of the hill, you clean them up, and you're good to go. You don't have to process them. You don't have to do anything to them. These, for example, are talc, gold, graphite, silver, sulfur. Many of these, if you can find a good enough deposit, you're ready to go. There are lots of other minerals that are economically very important, but we have to extract them from the rocks that hold them. And so these are economically important, but they can be kind of hard to get enough of for the purposes we need. And some of these ore minerals include iron, lead, uranium, copper, zinc, many of our important metals. Now, when we think about the minerals that are going to make up all the different rocks we're going to talk about later, those minerals are made up of just a few elements. Out of all the natural elements that occur, the 89 natural elements, only 12 of them are going to be important to making minerals. And so when we look at all the different minerals that make up all the different rocks, we're only going to see very few elements that are actually involved. Now, when we look at the entire Earth, lithosphere, asthenosphere, mantle, core, the two most common elements on and in our planet are iron and oxygen. But when we focus only on the crust, only on that lithosphere, that very, very thin skin that we walk around on all day long, we're going to see that the most common elements are silicon and oxygen. So iron gets knocked out, and silicon becomes more important. And we're going to see, because of this relationship, that the most common mineral group that we see on our planet is the mineral group referred to as the silicates. Now, when we look at silicate minerals, there are two basic groups of silicates. There are what we call the felsic silicate minerals, which stands for a combination of feldspar and silica, representing quartz, and the mafic minerals. And mafic comes from the terms magnesium and ferric, so mafic, magnesium and iron-bearing rocks. In our felsic silicate minerals, quartz is the simplest and most abundant of those minerals. Quartz is just silicon and oxygen, easiest chemical formula. Along with quartz, there's an entire group of minerals that are called the feldspars.